Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The NBL, Simon, yesterday launched its annual Indigenous Round, and in a move that won praise from the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese as well, the league, as we know, has been a trailblazer in this area with its Indigenous player rule, which obviously gives teams salary cap relief for Indigenous athletes that are on their books. And the NBL commissioner is Jeremy Lowliger, and he's on the line. Jeremy, welcome.
Thanks very much, gents. Thanks for having me. It's a great day for the sport after, I think, what could be summarised as one of the biggest days in recent history for the league, having the Prime Minister launch Indigenous Round and really putting it on a new platform and drawing more attention to it than we've ever enjoyed before, which is absolutely the intent of the round itself.
Was I going to say, you thought it was big with the PM yesterday. Now you're on SEN Breakfast. I mean, what a sizable step up.
With the great man, Simon O'Donnell.
Indeed. How was it in Canberra then? What was it like yesterday, Jeremy?
It was pretty incredible, actually. The mood in the room, just the attendance. I mean, we had the Prime Minister, the Treasurer, the Federal Sports Minister, the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, the CEO of Sport Australia, you know, and a huge number of the parliamentary friends of basketball turned out as well. Not only in support of Indigenous Round, but also for a little scrimmage game before the announcement there on the court, the basketball courts are at Parliament House.
Now, famously, John Howard couldn't roll the arm over. What's Anthony Albanese like from deep?
He did actually pull out his phone and show us his form from a recent opening of a rec centre there in Canberra, and it was pretty impressive, actually. Oh. I don't know how many shots it took to get the money shot, but he did all right from the free throw line.
Jeremy, always a challenge, the participation from the Indigenous community within your sport. Where are those levels at, and where do you want those levels to be to get that participation at not only grassroots level but right through to professional level?
Yeah, look, the talent is there. But the difficulty is we know it more by word of mouth in respect of those really young ranks than we do by witnessing it ourselves, and that's what we're trying to improve at, is really the talent identification piece earlier on. In terms of elevating that young talent to the next level, that's where the Indigenous player rules really come into place. So our job is to go out and find at least 10 young First Nations players and put them into our talent combine each year. And then from there, give them exposure to all of our NBL coaching staff. From there, anyone who makes their way onto a development player contract, which is a bit like an apprenticeship, I guess, the NBL will fund half of their salary. And then if they, as you mentioned earlier off the top, if they pick up a permanent contract from that development player spot, then they get 100% salary cap relief for the first 3 years of their career and 50% salary cap relief for the next 3 years of their career. So it's all about identifying them early, giving them a foot in the door, and then an opportunity to really establish themselves at the pro ranks. But importantly, if the clubs want to avail themselves of that opportunity and those direct financial incentives, then they also have to provide cultural awareness training and a culturally safe workplace for everyone. So the idea is about end-to-end identification all the way through to self and health, safe and healthy workplaces and prosperous careers.
And educate us for a second here, Jeremy. I know it's early days, but how many clubs have actually gone down this path at the moment?
You say it's early days, and so we've had two players currently playing under the Indigenous rule for the last season and this season.
Yep.
Biwali Bales at the Sydney Kings and William Dave O'Hickey from the Illawarra Hawks, who was actually kind enough to join us for the day in Canberra yesterday.
So this runs through rounds 10 to 12, that being Indigenous Round, of course, so all about celebrating, as we know, First Nations culture. And we're going to get to see, like we do in various other sports and codes, I suppose, Jeremy, the specially designed jerseys that I think the club have taken ownership of designing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So each club pairs with an artist from their local area, and it's more than just designing the jersey. That artist comes into the club and really importantly educates, firstly, the players and the staff a little bit more about the connection to the land on which they play. But that filters through to our fan base, and that's really important, is that that educational message is finding its way through to all the fans of all of those clubs. So that's why I think the jerseys are particularly important. They're a great storytelling piece, not just in terms of storytelling about the land itself and the people who are the traditional owners of that land, but also the cultural importance of the club within the community, and the role that First Nations players have played in developing the sport of basketball in that community.
Speaking of NBL Commissioner Jeremy Lowlegger. So, Jeremy, the sport, the competition, the league is on the cutting edge of a lot of things. One of those is Christmas Day sport. And you're about to break Australia's duck when it comes to sport on the day itself. It's the Kings, it's United at 6:30 on Christmas Day. How's this shaping up? This is, in many ways, a final frontier for sport in this country.
Yeah, it really is, and it's a really exciting opportunity for mine. I mean, it's long been a tradition in the US. We've seen huge success of NBA games on Christmas Day, and I was speaking with Aaron Baines only yesterday about how much he enjoyed playing on Christmas Day in the US, and it was the game that everyone looked forward to. And that's certainly the kind of tradition that we would like to establish here, and obviously that's going to take time, and it's a bit of a paradigm shift for us Australians to have live sport on Christmas Day. But I think it's just a recognition now of how culturally diverse Australia is. And Christmas Day doesn't mean one thing to all people. And all we're doing is offering people choice. To the extent that people can, we're thrilled that they're spending time with their family and loved ones. And we'd love for them to spend a little bit of that time watching a bit of basketball, either in person in Sydney or for the vast majority of the population on TV.
Yeah, good.
But for those people who can't spend it with loved ones, you know, it gives them a bit of an alternative too. Breaks up a day that can otherwise be pretty lonely and boring when everything else is closed and you've got reruns of the Griswolds on TV.
It'd be interesting to see how that Chrissy Day goes, and we haven't got long to find that out. So we're all very excited about Christmas Day and basketball coming up. I'm more excited, Jeremy, I think, because I love people who administer the games they love. And you've shown your love for basketball in a really interesting way that I've never experienced before. So there was a time in your professional career where you used to wear a suit every day, and you probably still wear that suit. But under that suit, you used to wear a basketball jersey every day. Correct?
No, I don't know where you've got that one from, Simon.
What?
I've never heard that one before.
You have so.
That's categorically not true, but.
You I'm didn't go a Bond it. Singlet. Yeah. I'm told you used to wear a basketball singlet underneath.
What?
No. Whoever reliably informed you of that one has led you down the garden path, I'm afraid.
I wanted to know what colour the basketball singlet was.
Well, I had a basketball singlet on under my suit yesterday after that scrimmage game at Parliament House, and then had the NBL Australian Select Team Lurliger 2019 edition on.
Jeez, we keep you on your toes. That's what we like to do in here, Jeremy. Hey, a couple of weeks on
I'm
from...
I'm not copping that. I'm going to dig further there.
Yeah. I'm keen to understand where it came from, so dig away.
Okay, a couple of weeks on from...
Story. I'm going to take it and run with it.
I like it.
Yeah, a couple of weeks on from Isaac Humphries, obviously, Jeremy, United. I thought he and they handled it and presented it so well with him coming out, of course, as the only openly gay player in the top tier of men's basketball. How did you find it, and how's it sort of resonated since?
Most importantly, I was just really happy for Isaac to finally get it off his chest, because it's been plaguing him for a long time from all reports, and he seems a much happier a member of our basketball fraternity, having got it out there and just seeing all the love that's come back to him in spades. I can't believe how everyone got around him and just showed their support. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. It's exactly what basketball is about. It's about bringing people together. It's about bringing about change, and it's about celebrating the fact that everyone plays this game, and that's the way that it should be.
Hey, just quickly before we let you go as well, obviously sports admin is something of a revolving door. The reality is there's movement, and men and women explore other opportunities from time to time. You had a little peek, did you not, if you like, at the North Melbourne CEO position? Can you clarify that for us? Maybe a potential code switch?
Not really. There were some early conversations about canvassing interest, and There's a bit of an old family connection with the club, so I did the right thing and had some conversations out of courtesy and respect, and I think we're all agreed that probably wasn't the right move. So, but certainly interesting conversations. I think the AFL has some really interesting opportunities ahead of it, and I wish their new CEO all the very best of luck.
Well, Jeremy, the sport you're in control of at the moment is absolutely flying. So kudos to you. A lot of positive feedback off the text. A lot of people can't wait for a bit of Christmas Day action as well. So well done on Indigenous round first and foremost and the ruling you got in place there when it comes to Indigenous players in the competition. I appreciate your time this morning.
Good on you, Jeff. Thank you very much for your time.